one verse in particular that I'd like for you to look at in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Please, everybody get your Bibles there. I'm going to need some help back here in a minute with the lights. One of you men get ready to help me there, please. And I want to show you something. I'd like to read you part of a letter I got the other day. You know how the Lord works. The Lord works in mysterious ways, don't He? And about two or three years ago, somebody came to me. I told last Sunday night about this. Somebody came to me and they said, "Brother Danny," said, "they're talking about you on the Huffington Post." And I said, "What in the world is the Huffington Post?" I pictured a big bad wolf, huff and puff, and that's about what it is. And they said, it's a big news organization that's worldwide out of Hollywood. And they're talking about you on that. I said, they don't know me. Sure enough, they had heard that sermon that I preached, a video like this, about where they had this cartoon where these children burn their parents up and God takes a gun and blows his brains out and commits suicide. And I preached about it, as any preacher in the right mind would do. And boy, they got a hold of that, and somebody sent it to them, and man, they got on me, and they said, "Preacher loses his mind over Wonder Chosen." It's a show on MTV. And boy, they dogged me out and get me down the road, and which I really felt like was a compliment. I'm telling you, if that crowd thinks well of you, there's something wrong with you. If this world thinks well of you, there's something wrong with you. You do realize everything's turned around backwards from what it was 50 years ago. What's right's wrong, and what's wrong right anymore. Well, anyway, I mean, it did sort of hurt my feelings, people in Hollywood laughing at me, but I thought, that ain't too bad. Some of my brethren went through a lot worse than that. And then the other day, this lady called from Pennsylvania, and called me, and I called her back. She said, "Is this Danny Castle?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "I want you to know." She said, "I've been watching you on YouTube, and what a blessing. These programs." She said, "Y'all singing." She loved our singing. She said, "You can't find singing like this up in Pennsylvania." She said, "I love that preaching." She said, "I listen to it every day." And I said, "Well, thank you, ma'am." I said, "How'd you know about me?" She said, "A friend of mine got something and showed me on the Huffington Post about you." And she said, "I'm going to look that guy up." And start working. She said, and I told him, "He's right on. I'm going to start listening to him all the time." And she said, "I'm going to send y'all some money and send us a check for $520. So thank God for the crazy people at Huffington Post. Haven't they been a blessing, the Shining Light Baptist Church? You know what that is? That's Pharaoh paying Moses' diaper bill. What that is. You know, Moses was raised in Pharaoh's house, and Pharaoh paid the bill. Just like Donald Trump said, Mexico's going to pay for the wall. I don't know about all that. But I know one thing, God sometimes uses people that he makes something bad and makes something good come out of it. So I got this letter from her today. I've never met this lady. Said, "Brother Danny, thank you for calling and giving me this opportunity to help. Your passion for lost souls, particularly the young people, draws me to your ministry. Someday in heaven, countless people will greet you and thank you for sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with them. In a world that's gone mad, in which churches have become lukewarm and are filled with people on their way to hell, Shining Light Baptist Church stands as a beacon on a hilltop. You are going out in the highways and byways of the world, compelling them to come on foot and via internet. Thank you for including the special music in the video presentations. The lovely, heartfelt singing touches my heart in a way that the polished perfection of a professional choir never could." Do you hear that? "The praises of people who love the Lord Jesus Christ bring joy to my heart." Once again, we realize that it's when we sing in church, it's not an American Idol. It's singing from the heart and being a blessing to people. And I'm glad God's still working in the hearts and lives of people that'll let Him. But I'm going to warn you this morning, people, we're running out of time. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4. Look at 3 first. 2 Corinthians 4:3. "But if our gospel be hid it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the god of this world, little g, somebody tell me who that is. That's a devil, brother. That's Satan. The god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Did you read that verse? That verse said the god of this world hath blinded the minds of people who don't believe. Did you see it? He didn't say he blinded their eyes. He blinds their minds. Now, if you're blind in your eyes, that's bad, because you can't see to get around. But if you're blind in your mind, that means you can't even think and discern normal stuff. Now, I want to preach for a few minutes on how the devil has blinded our generation. How the devil has blinded our generation. In just a second, I'm going to show you about 1 minute or so, just a little taste of what I'm going to give you in 2 weeks about how the devil has blinded our generation. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this morning, what I'm going to show you is just typical stuff that goes on all the time in this world. There's only one explanation for what I'm going to show you, and that is the devil has blinded somebody's mind. Now, in just a minute, I want to show you something very, very important here, and show you what's going on in this country tonight, this morning. This fella here, he puts out videos about all kinds of certain things, and he talks about how the devil's coming, and you can look up Puritan pictures if you'd like to when you get a chance. And I'm going to show you just a little clip about what's going on in this country tonight, as you and I sit here. You don't think the devil's blinded people's minds? I didn't say their eyes, their minds. I'll show you here in just a second. All right, now you can get them right down, Brother Ron. All right, now what's this morning? What you're going to see is something at the Grammy Awards. They got this man who the Bible calls a fool, this man. You know what the Bible said? The Bible said the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. That means if a man can look at the stars and look at the planets and look at everything and say, there ain't no God. You know what the Bible said? The Bible said that man's a fool. He's a fool. You just ain't too smart, friend. You just ain't thinking real good. If you can look at this world and you can look at creation and try to claim there is no God. Now you watch this morning, and I hope I can get a little sound here and listen to this testimony. What does that look like? See the 666? He props, calls Satan the dark lion. Now I can't let you hear this, he cusses. Now watch it. Seal 666. Alright, here we go.
Welcome to the Satanic Cult Awards, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the Satanic Cults Awards, ladies and gentlemen. Now I know what some of y'all thinking. You're sitting there thinking, oh, Brother Danny, he's just kidding. Well, that's a funny subject to kid about, ain't it? See, what happens is Hollywood gives it to you in fiction and in joking, and they're feeding you their propaganda. They know if they come right out and said it serious, that people take a fit, because the Holy Ghost is still here and the church is still here. But I got news for you. We ain't going to be here much longer. I want to show you something this morning. See all them sixes, the way they wrap them things around there? Makes 3 sixes. If you haven't ever seen nothing like that, he's saying all hell to the Dark Lord.
Hell to the Dark Lord!
All hell to the Dark Lord. That even looks like a satanic ritual. Feel that spirit? Look at him giving you this satanic sign with a horn. See that sign right there? I can show you on the album. 3 fingers turned down. Denies the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. 2 fingers go up to represent Satan's horns. Look at them there with devil horns on them at the Grammys. Look at that. Grandpa's up there singing Highway to Hell, and the world is honoring that and said, welcome to our dark Lord Satan. Now watch this morning. What you're getting ready to see now is in Britain. And this woman who represents Satan is going around right now this preparing the way for the Pope to visit America this week. There has never been an event in America like what's going to happen this Thursday. This coming Thursday. Now watch it. The Pope's going to speak to our Congress. Watch what she does. You want to see a satanic ritual? Here you go. There she comes. See, the demons bow down. As Madonna performs. See the devil in the background on the big picture?
Well, you know, there's a rich history.
Let me tell you something. All right, go ahead and get my lights. That's just a little taste of what we're going to see in 2 weeks. Ladies and gentlemen, they're saying it boldly with no uncertain terms. We're near the end. I preached last Sunday night, some of you missed it, so I'm going to go over that list again. You might not realize this morning, but we are living in a very, very scary and prophetic time. I'm going to read you a list of things that are all supposed to take place the last couple of days and the next 10 days. I'm not going to preach on them, I'm just going to read this list off, and I am not saying the Lord's coming this week. I don't know. He might come today. We might have 10 days. We might have 10 years. We might have 10 hours. We might have 10 minutes. Nobody knows when the Lord's coming. But let me just show you what's going to take place this week. Many of you know, you've heard it preached about the 4 blood moons that were taking place in this year. From this time last year to this time. The first one was April the 15th of 2014. The second one was October the 8th of 2014. The third one was this year at Passover, April the 4th of 2015. And the fourth blood moon, the one they're all talking about, falling on a Jewish holy day, will be the 28th of September. That's 1 week from tomorrow. Now, they all four falling on a Jewish holiday is very, very significant. That's only happened 3 times in the last 500 years, and the Yom Kippur starts September 23rd, this Wednesday. This Wednesday also marks the 70th year of Jubilee. You know, in the Bible, they worked 49 years, and on the 50th year would be Jubilee. This would be the 70th one, this coming Wednesday, the 23rd. The French Prime Minister and those people that hooked up with the Bilderbergers, you can look all this up, it's online, made a statement on May the 13th, 2014. And you can look it up, you can hear him say it. Him and John Kerry, Al Gore, one of them, John Kerry standing there, and he stands up like this, and he says, we have 500 days left to avoid a climatic chaos. He said, we have 500 days, and if something don't change, there's going to be a climatic chaos. Something's going to happen to change the atmosphere. That 500 days is this Friday, September the 25th. The 500 days wears out. There are those who are saying that there's going to be some kind of collision with an asteroid. I don't know about that. I don't even know if that, I believe one day, sooner or later, that will happen. In the tribulation, there's going to be a lot of stuff happen. There's going to be fire coming down from heaven, the fire, stars cast to the earth. And anything in the Bible that's light in the heavens is classified as a star, usually. It don't differentiate between asteroids and meteorites and what we call stars. It's all called stars in the Bible. Just like the inside of you. It's called your bowels, the bowl, the inside of something. Science has changed the meaning of bowels to one certain part of you, but actually your bowels are all inside, your bowl, all your inside in the Bible. And of course, we take the Bible definition. In Revelation chapter 6 and verse 12, it said there'd be great earthquakes, the sun would be black, and the moon would turn to blood. If the giant asteroid, this is strictly speculation, I'm not saying it is, they say we're going to hit on the 22nd or 3rd. That's Tuesday or Wednesday this week. In the movie, Evan Almighty, I never seen the movie, I don't even know what it's about, but they played a clip of it. And in the movie, Evan Almighty, supposed to be something about God, a bunch of people, doomsday and having to get in a boat or ark or something like that. They said, in that movie, you better get in by September 22nd. And the elite believe that Hollywood sends signals and warnings without saying it flat out. Yeah, that like 9/11. Do you know that I've got it on video where there was about 4 or 5 cartoons and movies mentioned September the 11th, mentioning it happening, and the buildings getting hit a year before it ever took place? Now you could say, well, that could be a coincidence. Could be. I don't know. But it's really interesting. Now, this Thursday, the 24th, will happen something that's never happened before. The Pope is coming to spread his message to the world. They're already celebrating him down yonder somewhere, South America somewhere. I don't know where he's at today. But he's landing in the United States. Now, we're in the South, and we're in the Bible Belt. And you don't hear much about the Pope and stuff like that. I don't even know anybody who's Catholic who's lived here all their life. When we grew up, I never seen a priest. Still ain't. Not around here. We thought that somebody was going trick-or-treating. We thought they were crazy. And we never even took the Pope serious, and still don't. And the reason we don't is because he has a perfect opportunity to preach to billions of people and tell them how to get saved. And I guarantee you, he'll not give the plan of salvation Thursday. He's going to talk about saving the planet and our duty of saving Mother Earth. You know what that is according to the Bible? False prophet. Listen to me. He'll address them. He's going to talk about unification and let's all get together, and that there might be people coming by the planet. Did y'all read the article where the Pope said now if aliens do come that he's willing to baptize them? Really? Well, guess what? They are coming. Except they ain't coming from another planet. They're coming from down there. The Bible said a pit's going to open, and when that pit opens, they're going to come creatures out of that pit. Read it, Revelation chapter 9. Read your Bible, you'll get it. And by the way, we'll talk more about that in just a second. The rabbis say that the arrival of their Messiah is at hand. That's the Antichrist. When Jesus comes, the Antichrist will be here. The Jade Helm experiment that's been going on out west ends this week. In the next few days. That's a military training for a big emergency. Ends this week. The International Day of Peace, September the 21st. That would be tomorrow. The International Day of Peace. The Day of Atonement begins hours later. And CERN, you want to check this out? Look it up when you get time. CERN. CERN. They have in Switzerland a gigantic machine. It's the biggest machine that's on planet Earth, built underground. Look at it when you get home. And they have what's called a Hadron Collider. Now what that means is they're searching for something. And they tried this a few years ago, it didn't work. And guess what? They're going to try it this week. That's right. And they're looking for the, quote, God particle. Now the God particle is what they say. You know, they keep going back and keep going back, and they say, well, how'd we get here? The Big Bang. Well, what made the Big Bang? And they said protons and neutrons run into each other real fast. And what they're doing with that thing, you can look it up on the internet, CERN, they're making protons go 99.9% the speed of light. That's 186,000 miles a second. And run into each other. And they said, if we force all these protons into each other, we're going to create a similar Big Bang. And they're saying, oh my goodness, people are saying it's dangerous. Don't be doing that. You shouldn't fool with stuff like that. You shouldn't be messing. I don't know. All I know one thing is, I know one thing, brother. This old world's getting worse and worse and worse. I know one thing. When God's people was down there in Egypt, they got down there and Pharaoh made their life hard with bitter bondage. And I know the children of Israel cried out and they said, oh God, help us. And the Lord sent the deliverer and got them out. I know one thing. There's Christians all over this world praying, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. I know one thing. Every Bible teacher I know does not believe there's one sign that would have to be fulfilled before the rapture. I know one thing, brother. The Lord's coming back really, really soon. I mean, He may come today. This may be it. This may be the last chance you ever have to witness to your family or friends or loved ones. This may be the last time I stand behind a pulpit. This may be your last chance to get saved or get right with God. You know what the devil's doing? He's blinding their minds by the millions. You know, if you're an atheist this morning, how do you explain that everything's turning out just like the Bible said it would? I mean, stars falling from heaven. I mean, putting them on. Somebody showed me, Bailey back there, showed me a card a while ago. Have y'all done got your new cards in the mail? Raise your hand. There's hands all over the church here this morning with that computer chip and going to have all your information. And pretty soon, you lose your card. Pretty soon, somebody steals your card. And then there's a big emergency. There's going to come a big emergency. I don't know what, I don't know when, but something's going to happen to shake everybody up. And they're going to say, okay, we got to do it. We got to do it. We got to do it. And the next step, put it right there in the hand. The Bible said in Revelation chapter 13 that He's going to cause everybody to have a mark in their hand. Not on their hand. In their hand, in the skin, that computer chip, and you've got it in your wallet right now, the computer ability, where eventually they'll know all your history, they'll know your health records, they'll know your dental records, they'll know what you're allergic to, they'll know everything about you, just like that. Now that sounds good, but the Bible said He's going to cause the whole world to worship the beast. I know we're living in a time when people say, oh, I don't believe that. We're living in a time. Let me show you a good example of people being blind. I probably won't even really get on the message this morning, but I just want to tell you what's on my heart. I'll tell you a good example of people being blind is people who are atheists. Have y'all heard all the people now that say they're atheists? There's tons of movie stars said, I'm atheist. You know what an atheist is? An atheist says there is no God. Do you realize, now think with me for a second, use your brain. Do you realize that to be an atheist, you have to believe that everything come out of nothing all by itself? There had to be a time back there somewhere when there wasn't nothing. And then there was something. Now think about that this morning. You think about there was a time when there was nothing, and now there's everything. Now there wasn't nothing. Now think about it. Now there wasn't a nothing. If there wasn't a nothing, friggin', there couldn't wasn't nothing for nothing, something to come out of. Right? You know, people just say, oh, I don't believe there is a God. Now, man said that, the devil's blinded his mind. He ain't using his brain. In my brain, I go back, 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 back. They say, well, there's a big bang. Well, where'd all that stuff come from that banged? Where'd the plane? Man told me one time, he said, there was a huge explosion on the sun, and it split out here. And I said, well, where'd the sun come from? I don't know. It was just there, on fire. Nobody hung out there in the middle of space all by itself. That thing's big, brother. That thing is big. And a ain't nothing holding it up, and it's on fire. And we just so happened to be on this planet. And if we'd have been a little bit further away, we'd have froze dead. Been a little bit closer, we'd all burned up. And water just happened to be here. Split out of a ball of fire, the sun. You see what I'm saying? I got some beachfront property in Colorado that I'll make you a deal on if you believe that. I'll sell it to you cheap. Your brain's gone to Disney World, buddy. You just ain't thinking. I'm telling you, a ball, 3/4 water, and it come out of a ball of fire. And then one day lightning struck a mud puddle. Where'd lightning come from? I don't know. And all of a sudden something went and moved for the very first time. And then it became a tadpole after a few million years. And that amoeba grew into a tadpole, and the tadpole became a frog, and the frog got a little bit bigger, a little bit bigger, and now we got ears. I was telling last week, I was running up the road the other day, running like this right here, and I heard something coming up behind me. I heard something coming up. That's a truck. Now you sit there and think, well, what's the big deal about that? Do you realize, how did I know that was a truck? You say, well, you could tell. It wasn't a hurricane. It wasn't a helicopter. It wasn't a bird. It wasn't a chihuahua. I got a little chihuahua that chases me about 3 days a week. When I'm running down the road, he'll come out. Sometimes I don't know where he's at, but other times he'll come out and he'll and all look like they're demon possessed. Every chihuahua looks like they're demon possessed to me. You ever seen their eyes? Like, I want to put my hand on them and say, get out of him, Satan. But he comes out and he barks at me like he's going to tie my leg off. And it's really tempting sometimes just not turn around and go, and kick him off the road. But I don't do that. Because it reminds me of preachers that I know. So I just let him bark. I got a lot of preachers. Every time I go by there, and sometimes I'll stop and turn around and go, and take off running. I just look at him. That's what's called a backbiter. And anyway, how do I know that was a truck? I could tell it wasn't even a car. I could tell it wasn't a car, y'all, without him looking. That evolved. The ability to distinguish sounds evolved. We used to couldn't do it. We used to didn't even have ears. And then we growed some. That could tell the difference between a UPS truck and a chihuahua. You say, that ain't nothing. That is something. I can tell the difference between a piano and a firecracker going off without even looking. That evolved by itself. Your ears right here on the side of your head evolved by accident. I mean, come on, brother. I mean, why ain't your ear right here on the side of your knee? If it's an accident, you know, somebody tell you something, you say, what'd you say? How come your nose is just right here above your mouth where you can smell food before you die? Just accident, right? See what I'm saying? He's blinded her mind. You gotta be crazy to believe that. What if your nose was, Lord have mercy. I'm glad my nose is where it's at. Your lip smells bad enough sometimes. I'm going to tell you something this morning. That old book said there is a God. He said that he hath formed our ears. He hath formed our eyes. God made us. God made us. And he gave us a book. God's not going to leave us down here without instructions. He gave us a book to believe in, to trust in. I've got news for you this morning. Sit with your feet untangled. Get your bills paid. Get right with your husband or wife. Because just any day now, we're going to hear the trumpet and we're leaving out of here. You say, preacher, I've heard that all my life. Woo! It's that much closer. He said they'd be saying that. A man said, old Sam Jones, great preacher, trying to witness this guy one time, and he's out in a field, and he's laying under a big oak tree, and that guy said, there ain't no God, there ain't no God, that's crazy. Why'd God do all this crazy stuff if he's real? He said, look at that little bitty acorn on them big old limbs, that big around. He said, look over there at that watermelon vine. Watermelon vine all bent over, big old fat watermelon laying on there, broke that vine. If there's a God, why'd he do that? And Sam Jones says, Lord, I don't know. About that time, acorn fell out and hit that fellow on the head. He said, now ain't you glad God didn't put watermelons on that tree? Lord knows what he's doing. God knows what he's doing, don't he? You know what the Bible says? The Bible said the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Now let me say, the devil blinds men to the goodness of God. He blinds you to how good God's been to you. That old Conan O'Brien up there a while ago, living in Hollywood, saying they're in a satanic cult awards, praise to the dark Lord. He don't realize that everything he's got, God gave it to him. God lets his heart beat. God lets his lungs breathe. God lets his eyes see. God is the only thing keeping him alive. And the Lord ain't always going to do that. He's going to put it to an end one of these days. You don't realize. Bill Maher and them get on there and they say, oh, there ain't no God here. Listen, did you know they say the Bible, you know they say the Bible shouldn't be taught in school because it's non-scientific. It's religion. Listen, evolution is a religion. You accept it by faith. You didn't see it take place. Nobody else did either. You accept it. It's a religious dogma. And brother, evolution is religion. You accept it by faith. Charles Darwin knew that when he started it. Charles Darwin studied to be a preacher. He wanted to be a preacher, and he couldn't preach. He wasn't called to preach, and he wasn't even saved, I reckon. And I never did get saved. And his daughter died, and he got mad at God, and he went looking at frogs and birds and stuff, and that's how the theory of evolution come about. And they say, well, the Bible's got to be out of school because we can't teach religion in the school. Evolution is a religion, buddy. It is religion. It's a religious dogma. You know why it ain't scientific? Because it goes against the second law of thermodynamics, among a bunch of other laws. You know what? There's certain laws, like gravity. When you drop something, it goes down. You know, when you furrow, you fall. So that's a law of gravity. A second law of thermodynamics is this. It means there's entropy in a closed system. What does that mean? Anything left alone falls apart. Anything they don't this listen this these paper right here will fall apart in a few years if somebody don't mess with them. Your car gets worse. Your house will eventually rot and the roof will fall in if somebody don't mess with it. There has to be an outside force intervening, keeping something to work. That's what the second law of dynamics. The second law of dynamics says you watch runs down, your car runs out of gas, the sun burns out. Everything, there's chaos, there's disorder. Everything tends to disorder and chaos. Nothing gets better by itself. It's a scientific law that nothing improves by itself. Something has to mess with it. Therefore, evolution is not, look you people, I showed them at that church the other night. This watch right here is a Kenneth Cole. I don't know who he is, but probably gay. You know how they all are nowadays with designers. I don't know that. All these designers and stuff, that's crazy. This watch that Kelly bought, is this on YouTube? I'll be on Huffington Post again. Well, throw that stupid thing away, you know? Don't worry about it. Look here. This thing keeps perfect time. It said the same time yesterday. And day before, and day before. Now, there's no scientist in the world that believes that watch just happened by itself. Are they? You take that, not this one, yours, to your professor and say, how'd this get here? And every one of them will say, somebody made it. And you know where we learn how to tell time? From the planets and the solar system and the star. They keep perfect time. And that who made that? There's God. He just got your mind blinded. You say, well, I still wonder, because, oh, you know, I heard Kanye talk about Jesus. And all that. That's what's wrong with you, man. You're brainwashed. Your brain messed up. The devil's blinded your mind. You better run to the Lord, buddy. You better run to the Lord. Listen, that watch up there is guesswork compared to the solar system and the stars of the planet. It couldn't have just happened by itself. Somebody bigger than me and you put this thing together. That somebody's in my heart life this morning. He keeps me singing as I go. He feeds me every day. He gives us strength to walk. He helps us raise our children. He helps us when we lay down to sleep at night. He helps us be able to get up and go to work in the morning. He keeps us, and He's going to come and get us one day and take us out of here and take us home to be with Him. Keep your head straight, man. Keep your head straight. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Because the devil will blind your mind. I'll tell you this, and I'm through. Old Colonel Sanders, years and years ago, y'all remember Colonel Sanders started Kentucky Fried Chicken. He's an old man, got rich. I remember I went up there to that. The first one where Kentucky Fried Chicken started, first one, in Corbin, Kentucky. And I was preaching up there, and the preacher said, "You want me to tell you where Colonel, show you where Colonel Sanders started?" I said, "Sure." We went over there, and it's an old, they got it now, still preserved. It's like a museum. And I said, "Let's go in there and let's eat." We went in there and sat down, they old stuff, pictures, and right there is where it started. He said, "You hear about how old Colonel Sanders got saved?" I said, "No, not really. A man make that much chicken, feed all them preachers, don't have to get saved. He'll go to heaven anyway." But I was just kidding with him. Wasn't him, preachers starved to death. You know, they say that's what a preacher's belt is. It's just a fence around a chicken graveyard. But old Colonel Sanders, he got up 78, 79 years old. And he didn't have no peace. And he had stores everywhere and money in the bank. But he didn't have no peace. And he knew he was getting ready to die. He said, "Man, I ain't got long in this world. I'm going to have to get ready to meet God. What I got to do?" And he went to two or three churches, tried to find peace, and gave a bunch of money. And that didn't help him none. He'd lay down at night and still wonder where he's going when he died. And finally, he went to church. He went to church one Sunday and heard the gospel. And the preacher got up and told him, just like I do every Sunday, and tell him that Jesus died for him, and Jesus is coming back, and Jesus' blood paid for our sin. And old Colonel Sanders went down and accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior. He sure did. And he said, "I trust him for what he done for me on the cross." And immediately, the peace of God came in his heart. And son, he died not long after that. And the old boy went on to heaven. And he's up yonder in that great pantry in the sky somewhere this morning. And I'm going to tell you something, brother. You know what old Colonel Sanders found out? He found out money can't buy peace. And fame and fortune can't get you peace. But when that come right down to it, he said, "My money don't mean nothing. I want to know God." Amen. And I'm going to tell you this morning, this world's full of people. The devil has blinded their mind. You got any sense here this morning? You'll run. You say, "Brother Danny, you say the Lord's coming back this week." I didn't say that. I don't know. He probably won't. But he might. I know one thing. There's more prophetic events happening and scary biblical events happening this next week and a half than I've ever seen since I've been preaching. And if we're here another 10 years, we better get on the ball now and get busy. You coming? You say, "Well, if he don't come, we'll be looking for him next week and the week after, because he's coming." Let's stand by our heads for prayer. Every head bowed, every eye is closed this morning. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed today. She's just going to play softly this morning right now, just for a minute. You let God speak to your heart, friend. Will you let God speak to your heart? I don't know who you are. There's people here I don't even know this morning. But God brought you here for a reason. You're not here by accident. You're here for a reason. Would you let the Lord speak to you? Would you? I wonder how many here this morning say, "Preacher, if the Jesus comes this week, I'm not ready. Preacher, I'm not ready." Will you let God speak to you this morning? You let God speak to you this morning? Preacher, y'all pray for me. Would you slip up your hand and let us pray for you this morning? Just raise it up, right? God bless you. God bless you. Hands all over the building. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, what if the Lord's coming today or tomorrow? Are you ready? If I raised my hand, or if I didn't raise my hand, I'd get out of that seat, come on down here and get right with God while you got a chance. Father, I pray right now in Jesus' name. I pray especially for these that lifted their hands, that they'd take that next step, Lord. Just slip out of their seat, come down here to this altar, and get things right with you. I pray if there's one here this morning who's never been saved, you'd touch them and save them this morning by your grace. Have your way with us. Do what ought to be done in every life. Help us, Lord, this morning. God, touch people's heart as only you can do by the power of the Holy Ghost. And whatever and however you do for us, we will praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, and for his sake, God, please, right now, do a work in somebody's heart. Amen. Something's already coming this morning. If you need to come, get out of your seat. Don't worry about what somebody's going to think. Right now, come on.
Just
come on, come on, right now. Ma'am, visitor, church member, you come on right now. Come on, that's right, that's right. Come on, let's obey God this morning. Let's obey the Lord this morning. Amen.
Shed for me, and that thou bids me come
say it to thee, O Lamb, Saint of God. Would you come this morning? That's right. That's right. Come on. We don't have one saved here this morning. You need to come get your heart right with the Lord this morning. Come on. Come on right now. I am.
Amen.
Amen. My soul up one. Come on now. To thee
whose blood
can cleanse
each spot, O Lamb of
God, I come.
I come.
So I'm praying here this morning. You've done what you need to do. It'll be just like this one of these days. Sun will come up. People will be going to the lake, the mountains, and just goof off this evening. About that time, pow, it's going to hit. So I heard that all my life. Yeah, he said you'd be saying that right before he come too. He's coming one of these days.